time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. It's Monday, March 1st. Can you believe it? Gold and silver were pile-driven into the ground on Friday, as you probably remember, with the majority of the move, especially with respect to gold, occurring after the COMEX floor opened for trading. The manipulative effort is made easier when it's implemented after the physical buying markets in the Eastern Hemisphere have closed down for the weekend. The Mining Stock Journal said that it's common practice for most aggressive interventionary efforts to occur on Friday morning when the most of the world is in bed or enjoying the late Friday night dinner. Silver continues to outperform gold as the gold-silver ratio has been trading in the mid-60s since mid-February and closed near the low of the day Friday after spiking off the lows of the day. The Mining Stock Journal attributes the stickiness of the silver relative to gold to the flood of retail investors moving into physical silver bullion, which is now in very short supply at the nation's coin dealers. GDX was hammered for 3.7% and appears to be in free fall, but the Mining Stock Journal said that it looks like the mining stocks have hit a short-term tradable bottom. Whether or not Friday was a capitulative bottom remains to be seen. We'll get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a quick moment, but first a mention of today's sponsor.
This Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is brought to you by Rio2. Rio2 is advancing the Phoenix Gold Project in Chile, the largest undeveloped gold heap leach project in the Americas. Phoenix consists of 5 million ounces in the measured and indicated resource category and 1.4 million ounces in the inferred resource category. With a robust PFS in place, Phoenix is set up for fast-tracked construction and production. You can find a list of project and company information on their website, rio2.com.
And here's what you need to know this morning. Aurelius Minerals reported additional assay results from the fourth and fifth underground drill holes from its Aureus East gold project located in Nova Scotia. Holes 4 and 5 were drilled from the second underground drill pad, and the new high-grade gold zone is located 65 meters below the existing underground infrastructure. Hole 4 intersected 10.5 meters of 11.7 grams per ton gold and included a 1-meter interval of 118.2 grams per ton gold. It also hit 16.5 meters of 5.8 grams per ton gold and included a 1/2-meter interval of 127.5 grams per ton gold. Hole 5 intersected 9.6 meters of 14 grams per ton gold and included a 0.7 meter interval of 182.4 grams per ton gold. Four additional holes have intersected this zone and assays are pending. The company added an additional surface drill in late January and has completed a total of 13 holes from surface and underground, with two currently in progress. Aurelius trades on the TSX Venture with AUL. Great Bear Resources today announced the expansion of its 2021 exploration program at its 100% owned flagship Dixie Project in the Red Lake District of Ontario. With the closing of the recent financing, Great Bear has increased its planned exploration budget from $25 million to $45 million, which will lead the company to drill approximately 400,000 meters by year end. The primary program objective is maiden resource delineation at the LP Fault, Dixie Limb, and Hinge zones from 0 to 400 meters depth. Additional drilling will also include testing zone extensions to depths greater than 750 meters from surface, as has recently been accomplished at the Dixie Limb and Hinge zones. Great Bear trades on the TSX Venture with GBR and on the OTCQX with GTBAF. Osisko Mining provided new results from the ongoing drill program at its 100% owned Windfall gold project located in the Abitibi Greenstone Belt. Intercepts included 2.5 meters of 342 grams per ton gold, 4 meters of 56.4 grams per ton gold, and 2.4 meters of 79.8 grams per ton gold. Infill drilling is currently focused on the Lynx deposit, and Osisko Mining trades on the TSX with OSK. Revival Gold announced results of a new appraisal of drill results and the recognition of a high-grade core of gold mineralization that is being evaluated for its underground potential at the past-producing Bear Track Arnett Gold Project in Idaho. Based on wide-spaced drilling, there appears to be a core of consistent high-grade sulfide gold mineralization that extends over 1 kilometer from the south end to the south pit area through the south end of the Joss area. The high-grade mineralization is situated within the near-vertical Panther Creek shear zone. Intersections run from 4 to 9 grams per ton gold and are estimated to range between 1 to 5 meters in true width. You can see a full rundown of the results in this morning's news release. Revival Gold trades on the TSX Venture with RVG and on the OTCQB with RVLGF. And you may have heard about some regulatory changes when it comes to press releases in the exploration sector. For more about these changes, here's new Mining Stock Daily contributor, Kylie Williams.
Thanks, Trevor. Significant changes are coming to the way professional geologists are regulated in British Columbia. They're coming to effect later this year, and the changes were the subject of an online town hall meeting last Thursday, hosted by the Association for Mineral Exploration BC. So, a new Professional Governance Act came into force on February 5th, and later this year, any firm that employs a professional geoscientist must register with the provincial regulator, Engineers and Geoscientists BC. This change may impact junior companies with headquarters in British Columbia and those who do work in British Columbia. Listeners to this podcast may already be familiar with the boilerplate statement at the bottom of every news release, stating that the work contained in the news was overseen by a qualified person, or QP. That QP must abide by the standards of disclosure for mineral projects that are laid out in the National Instrument 43101. So he or she is registered with Engineers and Geoscientists BC and must review and approve any scientific or technical disclosure contained in the press release. This includes drill results, drill intersections, reserves, and resource estimates. The period to register firms under the new regulations, and this includes consultants who are sole proprietors, is July to September this year, which is also field season in British Columbia and a busy time of year for explorers. So investors should be aware that this change is coming and may impact the timing of reporting results in the second half of 2021.
Thank you so much, Kylie. Bluestone Resources shared the results of a preliminary economic assessment, which highlights an optimized project which doubles the gold resource ounces and production profile, which effectively triples the NPV of the project to $907 million. The study used a base case of $1,500 gold and $20 silver. The study shows peak production of 334,000 ounces and average annual production of 231,000 ounces gold over the 11-year life of mine. At $1,800 gold, the NPV increases to $1.3 billion and the IRR to 36% with a payback of just over 2 years. Bluestone trades on the TSX Venture with BSR. And Nighthawk Gold published their updated mineral resource estimate for the Indian Lake gold property in Northwest Territories of Canada. Indicated resources now sit at 38.7 million tons at 1.81 grams per ton gold for over 2.25 million ounces. That's a 35% increase from last year's estimate. Inferred resources now sit at 11.5 million tons at 2.13 grams per ton gold for 0.79 million ounces. That's a 60% increase from last year's report. Nighthawk trades on the TSX with NHK and on the OTCQX with MIMZF. That's it for the news briefing. We have a lot to cover this week. Hope you can stay tuned and hit that subscribe button if you have not done so already. Mining Stock Daily is distributed over a dozen different networks throughout the world and in proud partnership with the Junior Mining Network. It is produced by Clear Creek Digital and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. I'm Trevor Hall. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.